welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to back up a little bit to the economic section of the show. I meant to mention this earlier, and I skipped over it. But a member has just posted an article and a video about this whole situation. Apparently, in the evidence of one of the numerous cases against J.P. Morgan, they have admitted under oath that the loans that they purchased from WaMu when it was falling apart, there's no schedule, there's no inventory, there's no evidence that any of these loans, meaning mortgages, were transferred from WAMU to Chase. And that means nobody knows who owns the property, who has title. Nobody knows where the mortgages are going. This appears to be another manifestation of that mortgage electronic registration system fiasco. And so we have all these people who have got mortgages that are currently claimed by J.P. Morgan Chase for homes they purchased originally through Washington Mutual. And J.P. Morgan Chase may not have the title on the property, and the mortgages may be invalid, and apparently it's just this massive, massive mess, and nobody knows how to deal with it. So far, the attitude of the U.S. government is, go ahead and take the mortgage money and go ahead and do the foreclosures, and, you know, it'll all work out in the end somewhere down the road. But this is a major, major admission. And it was done under oath. And the story is up at whatreallyhappened.com. You go in, take a look at it, judge for yourself. I am still wondering if there wasn't a software bug inside that mortgage electronic registration system that resulted in all of this disconnect of notes and titles, and nobody knows who has what. And it might go to explain the story that came out of Bear Stearns, where they were caught pledging the same mortgage into multiple investment bundles, which is fraud. Somebody should be in jail for that. And maybe Bear Stearns did not intend to do that, but the mortgage electronic registration system kept presenting that same mortgage over and over again as still available for hypothecation, which is the fancy name they gave to, we're going to pledge this asset but not transfer it so we avoid paying the transfer taxes, which was part of this whole mess. It's a gigantic Gordian knot. I don't think they know how to fix it. And if there was a software bug behind it all, they'll never fix it. But I have a solution, and it's another one we got from Tom Clancy from one of his novels, where somebody intentionally destroys America's financial computer system, screws up the stock market, nobody knows who owns what. And the solution is, let's just back the whole system back to the last time we had good, solid records on everything, and just restart the clock. In this case, we're talking about backing up America's financial system to just before the introduction of the mortgage-backed securities, put people back in their homes, put money back in the savings accounts, and just say, let's move forward from there, and start arresting people when they try and get into this fraud. I know the Wall Street won't do it. They've made all their money. They took all the money out of the system, and they've got it stashed in the Caymans. But that would be the only solution. So it's another sign that this financial system was deliberately obfuscated to conceal a crime, and they've obfuscated it to the point where nobody can figure it out any longer. And so Bill Shaw was right when he said the first thing they do when any one of these foreclosure cases come into his office, they do a title search, and they're finding nothing but problems. And they go into court and say, look, these people don't have the title, these people don't have the note, the foreclosure is invalid. We're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. A little side story here. The Mars probe Curiosity has taken its first test drive. They cranked up the motors and everything's working, and they sort of drove around and spun back and forth and basically kicked the tires on the thing, make sure it's running. So far, the only negative from the Curiosity mission is apparently one of the wind sensors was damaged by flying debris during the landing, and they're saying it's still working, but it's degraded. My estimation is they're probably going to be able to recalibrate it and get meaningful data out of there. And considering the whole scale of what they're trying to do, this is a very minor glitch. But they're starting to move it around. They'll get away from the contamination of the landing site, and then we'll start seeing some very, very interesting things here. In particular, regarding the so-called green dots that we were talking about with Dr. Levin last week. So, I'm sorry, on Monday. Anyway, getting back to more serious news here. We were talking about this story of Richard Aoki, who was the man who provided weapons to and provided training to the Black Panthers back during the 1960s and transformed them from an activist group concerned with local control of school curriculum and breakfasts for the ghetto children into this very militant, threatening, they're dangerous, do what we say and pay us taxes, we'll protect you from these villains. And it simply underscores the fact that the FBI does have a massive network of informants out there whose job it is to cause trouble, to create the illusion of a threat within our own borders against which the government will gladly offer to sell you a solution. Now, we remember one of the radio hosts who used to be out here screaming about revolution and all the rest of it was he was claiming to be a white supremacist. I don't know that he really was. That was just his job. Hal Turner was operating for years as a national security asset. He was working with the FBI. They told him what to put on his show. Go out and rouse the rabble. Get everybody all hot and bothered. And then we can have the corporate media say, oh, there are militias out there plotting the overthrow of the government. You've got to fear them. They've got bombs and they've got this and that. Remember back during the bombing of the Oklahoma federal building, the Murrah federal building in Oklahoma City. And it was all about militias and Timothy McVeigh and a lot of attention centered on what was called Elohim City, which was this encampment. I'm sorry, the correct approved word is a compound of white Christian separatists. Was being run by, I believe his name was Robert Miller. Then he'd founded it and set it up and got people to come in and say, yes, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. He turned out to be an FBI informant. I remember back in the 1990s when everybody was waving around militias and domestic terrorism and we've got to suspend civil rights to deal with the domestic terrorist threat. There was the communication director of the Tri-State Militia was outed as an FBI informant. Now, right now, at this particular time in history, the U.S. government wants a violent uprising in the streets of America. That they know how to deal with. They've got bullets. They have guns. They have mobile pain rays. They've got all this stuff they've been building for decades to deal with a violent revolution. And when you are out there at your Occupy demonstrations or if you're protesting in Tampa next week, please keep in mind that smelly kid with the dynamite trying to talk you into causing some damage. He's the FBI informant. Or he's a police informant. He's working for the government because the government wants violence that they can use to demonize whatever your group is in order to prevent whatever your social political intent is, whatever your agenda happens to be, from being heard by the general population. They have been doing it for decades. Back during the height of the Vietnam War, there was a supposed to be peaceful protest at the Disneyland Park in Anaheim, California. That turned violent. Had to call out the National Guard. Headlines all across America, those gosh darn so-called peace activists beating up Mickey Mouse. That was a COINTELPRO operation under orders from the White House. All of those kids on the college campuses who had infiltrated the anti-war movement and they organized this massive protest, they were all FBI informants. And I know that for a personal fact, because I went along to Disneyland as a photographer for my college newspaper to take pictures. And my best friend at the time, who had invited me along after it was all over, he revealed to me he was an FBI informant and tried to recruit me, which was the last day I ever spoke to the bastard. So you need to understand the people out there with provocative signs saying bring back communism, the people out there setting fires, knocking over the trash cans, breaking the windows, and just amazingly enough, the corporate media cameras are right there when they cause the damage. They're all actors. They're paid provocateurs. The ones urging violent revolution are all working for the United States government because right now the United States government knows they can handle a violent revolution. They can't handle 300 million Americans standing up and saying, we can't pay the costs of America's financial system any longer. We're not going to cover business losses where foreign investors put their money in this country and they lose money and the government makes the taxpayers cover it like they did back at the SNL bailout, like they've done with all these bailouts. There's no more here. The one thing the U.S. government is most afraid of is you saying no. They're trying to take away your freedom to say no. But there is no freedom without the freedom to say no. And that's what they're afraid of. That's what they're trying to head off. All righty, let's see. We're going to grab a phone call here. Scott in California. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Good segment you have here. That's Agent Provocateur stuff. A catchy way to remember this is an old saying, you can always tell the cops, they're the ones trying to get you to break the law.
That's a very good one, yeah. You can always tell the cops, they're the ones trying to get you to break the law. That's a good way to remember that. Thank you. That's good.
Okay, sure. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Yes, you can always tell the cops they're the ones trying to get you to break the law. If they can get you to break the law, they got you. If you're standing up there, your First Amendment rights to say, we think there's a problem, and we're not going to be the solution for it any longer, they don't know how to deal with that. The U.S. government doesn't know how to deal with 300 million Americans saying no any more than they know how to deal with the Deepwater Horizon disaster or the collapsing irrigation in the West or that giant sinkhole in Louisiana. The U.S. government has lived with fraud and deception so long, they don't know how to do anything else. All they know how to do is make up a make-believe enemy and sell you protection from it. They don't know how to deal with a real problem and a crisis. And you know why? It's very obvious. We have a government that's filled with nothing but millionaires and lawyers. Precious few exceptions. Ron Paul's a doctor. We don't have enough engineers in Congress. We don't have enough teachers in Congress. We don't have enough bricklayers in Congress. We don't have enough road builders in Congress. It's not a government of the people, by the people anymore. It's a government of the money junkies. By the money junkies and for the money junkies. And that's why things are grinding to an absolute halt here. Yes, how you tell the cops they're the ones trying to get you to break the law. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And it's going to be escalating. We're probably going to see that in Tampa. If you're going to Tampa, be very aware. There are people in that crowd paid to be there by the government who are there to cause trouble. And you will generally find them clustered around the corporate media cameras because it doesn't do any good to break a window or set a fire if the corporate media can't get a picture of it. I remember when the protests against the Iraq war were first starting up, and it's funny, Claire and I just drove by the same location the other day, and we were commenting about it, where there is this huge pro-Iraq war sponsored by Clear Channel. And they had free hot dogs and free sodas and punch and balloons and flags, and it was just this grand affair. And right across the street from it was an anti-war protest, which was somewhat smaller because we didn't have any corporate funding. And the local NBC camera crew came up, parked, walked right through the anti-war protest without even slowing down, did a big video shoot of the pro-war demonstration, walked right back through the anti-war demonstration without slowing down, got in their van and left. So expect to see more of the same in Tampa or any of the other protests that are going on. All righty, we're going to talk about some health and safety issues. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Down in Argentina, down in Buenos Aires, there's been a research study that has confirmed glyphosate, which is the herbicide created by Monsanto. It is the heart of all of their Roundup products. It's used on the GMO soil in Argentina, can cause birth defects in unborn children. Okay, this is another confirmation. This very toxic chemical that is tied in with the genetic engineering of Monsanto can cause birth defects in unborn children. Now, this whole idea of glyphosate and Roundup and GMO is very simple. This weed killer, this glyphosate, will kill all plants unless they have a gene in them that protects them. And so you use this weed killer and you have to buy the seeds and all will be well. Except now we're finding out it carries a risk of birth defects in humans. This study was about human birth defects. We'll be right back.
Yeah. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin, you might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call. Jason in Ohio. Aloha, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment about the Monsanto's Roundup that they've known for, I guess, 10 years ago. I was reading articles about frogs being mutated by the glyphosate in the Monsanto's Roundup, and that their physiology is really close to human physiology. And I guess the reason why we dissect frogs in high school.
Yeah, it's not just the anatomy, it's the biochemistry. And, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is not the first time that there have been indications that glyphosate is going to negatively impact human health. But, of course, in the United States of America, you know, if glyphosate starts making you sick or you have a baby that's born deformed, that's okay. We'll sell you medical care. We'll sell you medication. We'll sell you care and upkeep, you know, just to keep the money going. And like I said, we have an entire medical industry that wants you to be sick. If you were all healthy and taking care of yourself, they would go broke. They unconsciously, covertly, overtly, they want you to be ill. They want stuff in the food that makes you sick, so you run off to the doctor and you get medication.
Exactly.
Which is oftentimes worse for you than what you had before.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They want to keep us all sick.
They just want to extract as much money from us as they can. And again, the people at the top of these corporations are just as sociopathic as the people at the top of the government. They don't care. The idea that they might be hurting somebody out there, it's only an issue if somebody files a lawsuit. Then they'll hire a lawyer to take care of it. And I'm sure they sleep very soundly at night. They've got all the money and all the goodies. And, you know, if somebody, you know, it's only a tiny percentage of people who are being injured by our product. You know, that it's an acceptable loss to please our stockbrokers, our stockholders, rather.
Okay.
Anything else?
I don't know. That's it. Say aloha and have a good day yourself.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call, and aloha yourself. Now, before we get back to the science and health news, I'm getting a story. This is appearing on blogs, and I must stress at this point it is unconfirmed. But the story that is coming out of Tampa is that the Republican National Committee is very upset over some of the court decisions that have been handed down recently regarding Ron Paul's delegates. As you're probably aware, under the current Republican National Committee rules, a plurality of delegates in just five states, will result in that candidate being placed on the ballot for a nomination to be the candidate for President of the United States of America. And the Republican leadership has been just going to court, throwing out Ron Paul's delegates, arbitrarily replacing them with Mitt Romney supporters. Ron Paul's people have been going to court, and they're starting to win court decisions, saying the Republican National Committee must play by its own rules. Now, Ron Paul has a plurality of delegates in seven states, and that's why we've seen the Republicans go after the delegates of three states in order to force him below the threshold so they can block him from being on the ballot. Ron Paul's people have already won, I think, one case. They're probably going to win the second one. The Republicans have asked for appeals and continuances past the convention, at which point the legal decision would be moot. And it doesn't look like they're going to get it. So the rumor we're getting out of Tampa is there's talk that the Republican National Committee plans to arbitrarily change the rule so that you have to have a plurality of delegates in 15 states instead of five in order to be put on the ballot. And it's just another one of these heavy-handed ways where the Republican leadership is telling Republican voters, screw you and the guy you want. You will take the candidate we will give you, and you will like it. And I've been watching vote fraud for a lot of years. I know I've known it existed for almost, well, for pretty much the 20 years I've been doing whatreallyhappened.com. And I've never seen it this in your face. It's no longer a case of we're going to steal the vote and hope you don't notice. It's now a case of we're going to steal the election and we don't care if you notice anymore. You won't do anything about it. And so we're going to keep an eye on this, and as I stressed before, this is still unconfirmed, but this is apparently the buzz that is happening around the convention center, that the Republican National Committee is simply going to declare a new rule. You have to have 15 states, not five, and therefore all of this litigation, they won't care if they lose the lawsuits any longer. They've just reset the bar too high for Ron Paul to possibly meet. And if you are a Republican and you are listening to this show, basically, the leadership of the party you have been supporting and sending your money to all these years just told you to go pound sand. And if they actually do this, I think it's just one more nail in the coffin of the GOP. They are destroying themselves in obeying Wall Street and obeying the Federal Reserve and obeying Israel to keep Ron Paul out of the nomination. The GOP leadership is destroying the credibility of their own party. They're doing it to themselves, and we all get to watch. All right, we're going to take a break for commercial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back to the science and health, another story that just came in. Apparently, Citigroup is now joining the ranks of the world's top investors in betting that Greece will exit the Eurozone next month and the euro will collapse. And remember what that's going to do. There are $90 trillion, with a T, of credit default swaps that Wall Street banks sold against Europe's debt. And when the euro collapses, those will all come due. And the people who bought those credit default swaps are going to be pounding on the doors of Wall Street saying, we want our payment. And because derivatives are unregulated, none of these financial institutions that were raking in the dough selling these credit default swaps have the cash reserves to make good on the claims. This is exactly what happened to AIG. And so Wall Street will turn around to the U.S. federal government and say, we need $90 trillion to make good on this. And the U.S. government will turn around to the U.S. taxpayer and say, we need $90 trillion from you right now so that Wall Street is protected from all of these claims coming from Europe. And you, the American people, and I leave it to you to get out a calculator and divide $90 trillion by 330 million Americans are actually only 100 million taxpayers when you take out people who don't pay taxes, people too young to work, and people who are retired, and figure out what they're asking you for. And I'm sure you, like me, don't actually have that. We're going to take a phone call. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, how you doing, Mike? I don't know if I could breathe easy or not, but hearing about the D.C. Court of Appeals striking down the EPA rules that Obama put in, since he couldn't get cap and trade passed in Congress and these carbon emissions, he bypassed and used the regulatory power of the EPA, and I'm glad the states have struck, took the EPA to court, and the court struck down the EPA, overreaching.
Well, I think that's a very good thing because, you know, right now they're admitting that carbon emissions in the United States are at a 20-year low, and yet they're still screaming global warming out there because of the drought out in the West, when the actual villain, of course, is the U.S. government stopped maintaining the irrigation systems out there, and they've basically collapsed. And that part of the country is going back to being desert, which is what it is naturally. We may even see another Dust Bowl out there. And, yeah, I'm glad the courts did that. Obama has just been very heavy-handed with his executive orders. And you need to remember something. Nowhere in the Constitution of the United States of America is the president given authority to issue orders that directly affect the rest of the country. The only original purpose of the executive order was to carry out the will of the Congress. The president is not allowed to make laws. None of this stroke of the pen law of the land nonsense we started seeing back in the Clinton administration. The only purpose of an executive order is to enforce the will of the Congress.
Well, I just kind of see I'm starting to see, like, the media. When you see Newsweek saying, telling Obama to hit the road, that means they're getting ready to turn on him. And
I'm not sure about that. I think, you know, basically the media is still for sale to the highest bidder, and Romney's got a lot of money. And they're pushing Romney into, on all of us. I don't think he can do it. I think the GOP is going to self-destruct. And, without Ron Paul supporters, even Fox News is saying, without Ron Paul supporters, Romney doesn't have a chance. If Ron Paul's not on the ballot, I'm not voting. But there is another consideration that may explain some of the support for Mitt Romney. After the November election, if Obama wins, he'll be in his second term of office. He will no longer be eligible to run for president, and he will no longer be going around to Wall Street and Israel begging money and support for his next election. He's going to be thinking about his legacy. How will history see him? And presidents in their second term have a habit of actually starting to try and do the job a little bit better in order to influence how history will see them. And that makes them unpredictable and uncontrollable. If Romney is put into the White House, he'll be in his first term, which means for the next 4 years, he'll do whatever his backers and supporters tell him to do, whatever Israel tells him to do, whatever Wall Street and the Federal Reserve tell him to do, because he's going to want that second term. And so that's something to keep in mind. As they jockey around, that corporate interests want Romney purely because Romney will be controllable for the next 4 years. They can't guarantee that Obama will be.
I'm just praying for a miracle. I mean, right now it looks like a hurricane threatens that convention. It might get delayed, which might give us a little more time to dig in our heels.
Yeah, we got to have our heels dug in pretty good. There was an interesting story that when Lyndon Johnson became president, and he'd already decided he wasn't going to run for an additional term, and he had a meeting with Dr. Martin Luther King, and Martin Luther King made a comment that LBJ as president seemed to be supporting civil rights to an extent that Dr. King had not expected based on Johnson's earlier political career down in Texas. And Johnson said, well, I'm the president. I'm in my last term. I don't owe anybody anything. I don't have to do any favors. And what's that old spiritual song? Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. And reportedly, Dr. King broke into laughter. And basically, that's what it was saying. Presidents in their final term, they they sort of all of a sudden get inspired to maybe want to think about doing the job in a way where history will treat them favorably. And so that may be a big reason why there's a push to put Romney in ahead of Obama, because Romney can be counted on to do as he's told for at least 4 years, and Obama cannot.
Yeah, that sounds like but you know, the thing is, I'd rather stick with the dictator I hate that I know than the dictator I don't know.
Well, I don't want either one of them, and I am not going to be voting this November because picking the lesser of two evils is still evil, and it's a stupid way to run a country.
Well, thank you, Mike. Have a good day.
Same to you. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. All right, back to the health and safety stuff. Down in Brazil, the Brazilian government, backed up by the Brazilian courts, has demanded that the Nestle company label all of their products that contain GMO ingredients. Must be on the label. Now, they set a benchmark. If it has over 1% GMO content, there must be a safety label on the front. And I think I understand why there is such a huge fight against GMO labeling. And, Monsanto is throwing millions of dollars to defeat this proposition in California. And it's not because of health and safety, and it may not even be because consumers are shy of GMO products right now. And it has to go back to something that happened when cigarettes were coming under attack because of a link to cancer. And the tobacco companies spent huge amounts of money saying, no, there's no link between tobacco and cancer, there's no link, da-da-da-da, until finally, just through the sheer bulk of epidemiological studies that linked cigarettes with cancer, the tobacco companies finally say, okay, there's a link. Now, the tobacco companies knew there wasn't actually a link between the tobacco and the cancer. The link was actually between the cheap mined mineral fertilizer they were using to grow the tobacco plants in. That fertilizer contained radioactive polonium-210. And because of a process called bioaccumulation, the tobacco plants would suck that radioactive polonium up from the ground, put it in the leaves, so when you smoked these factory-produced cigarettes, you would get the radioactive material in your lung. It would stay there. You would eventually get cancer. It was a given. The tobacco companies couldn't publicly admit that, because as long as they said, we didn't know there was a link between tobacco and cancer, they were safe from some of the lawsuits. But if they'd said, it's actually the fertilizer we chose to use, and everybody's, you used radioactive fertilizer to grow your tobacco, and then the lawsuits would have been enormous. So they just shut up and said, yeah, tobacco cancer, yada, 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 in order to control the amount of lawsuit damage they were facing. I think the same thing is going on here, because if there are health consequences from these genetically modified products, and there seem to be, the companies producing these products can't claim to be innocent victims. They didn't just go out and use a natural occurring plant that just turned out to have a health problem. They deliberately went in and tinkered with the DNA to do something, and they can't deny responsibility for that. That GMO label on the front of a product is basically saying, this is all ours. We made this. We tinkered with it. There is no way to duck responsibility if there is a health hazard connected with genetically modified content. They can't claim to be innocent victims and not to have known all along that there was a risk. I think that's what's going on. By the way, speaking of GMO, apparently Walmart is going to start selling unlabeled glyphosate-soaked GMO corn from Monsanto. And remember, we just had that study coming out of Argentina that the glyphosate used in the Roundup Ready weed killers that is part of this two-pronged package deal with the GMO corn that's designed to survive glyphosate. Okay, it's potentially causing birth defects in humans. There are also other side effects. Apparently, the corn stalks on the GMO corn are much tougher than the natural variety, and they're puncturing the farm tractor tires. Farmers are having to buy Kevlar tires to work in their fields now. And it's a reminder that when you tinker with a gene in one part of the organism, it is going to produce effects otherwhere. Nobody's looking for those unintended side effects. Nobody's testing for them. They're just there. Another phone call here. Ron in, I think it's Missouri. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm from Michigan.
Michigan, I'm sorry. I used to have a little list of the abbreviations on my old monitor, but I need to recreate it for the new monitor.
Well, you keep putting out this government line about the fertilizers poisoning tobacco, you know, with radioactive polonium isotopes. It's not the right isotope. What's happened is that a leaky gas diffusion plant at Oak Ridge did it, you know. You know, they leaked a lot of uranium hexafluoride in the atmosphere, and that broke down when it was hit by all the tobacco fields are downwind from Oak Ridge.
Well, I'm sure that didn't help the situation, but the presence of polonium in cigarettes, has been...
It's not the right isotope. You know, it's an isotope that breaks down from uranium, not from the phosphate fertilizer. It's a different isotope. You know, if you study it closely, you'd find out, so... Just wanted to let you know.
But it's still, we still get back to the point. The tobacco companies used fertilizer that was known to be radioactive.
It's not the fertilizer. It was from Oak Ridge, from that gas diffusion plant.
Wait a minute, Ron. Okay, the tobacco is grown in other parts of the country, and the radioactivity problem was found in other parts of the country. So
where is it grown in other parts of the country? It's grown in Carolina, Piedmont, Virginia. You know, a little bit in Kentucky, but that's where damn close to Oak Ridge, too. You know,
they grow tobacco down in Florida. It's grown in Georgia. And a lot of tobacco these days is imported from other countries.
Yeah, and they never had the lung cancer problem in the other countries either. So.
Yeah, they do. Okay. No. Thank you very much here. No, the process with the polonium, that's pretty well established. And I'm not saying Oak Ridge wasn't to blame, and we know there was a lot of leakage from those factories because it's for the war and it's for the war effort, and there was a lot of safety was bypassed, and a lot of people got very, very sick. Remember the Karen Silkwood case where she was working for Care McGee, and she was trying to report all these safety violations, and all these people at Care McGee, they were all coming down with cancer, and the company kept saying, well, we're sorry, it's got nothing to do with us. And Karen Silkwood wound up suffering a suspicious single-car crash when she was on her way with some hard data to basically prove her point. And the data, of course, vanished here. All righty, moving right along, there's another story about our current medical industry where they're just there to sell you pills and potions and get you to skedaddle, where apparently a man went to the hospital complaining of severe neck pain. They prescribed him some painkillers and sent him home. It turned out he had a broken neck, and nobody noticed at the hospital. The doctors in the hospitals are not here to make you well or take care of you. They are the front store for a giant commercial enterprise to sell you products. And the new push, of course, is to sell you medicines even if you're not sick. That's the whole vaccine thing. It's a wonderful business. We're going to sell medication to people. They don't get sick. They weren't sick to begin with. They got a big deal here. Apparently, there's a new push in the world of veterinary medicine that dogs that chase their tails are suffering from obsessive disorders. And soon, there will be a pill for that. They take behavior that's perfectly normal and natural. They call it a disease. They sell you medication for it. Reminds me of that old Mark Twain story about how his doctor really wasn't very good. And the sailor came to see the doctor, and the doctor said, "What's wrong with you?" And the man said, "I'm a sailor." And the doctor treated him for that. And Mark Twain had never seen a man die more peacefully. There's a lot of hokery out there in the medical establishment. I was seeing this show on TV last night where they were talking about this doctor in Kansas who was transplanting goat testicles into people because to cure their impotence. And he became hugely rich, and they made him the admiral of the Kansas Navy as kind of a joke honorarium. And ultimately he was shut down because his patients were dying and developing all kinds of problems because you really shouldn't transplant animal tissue into your body under such circumstances, and he was driven into bankruptcy and driven out of business. There's no reason to assume modern medicine is any more honorable. I remember in the local flea market, I found one of those machines that used to be in doctors' offices where they'd give you electric shocks to cure things like dandruff. And I bought it and sent it to my niece, who's a doctor with the United States Air Force, you know, as a joke, as an office decoration. But there's no reason to assume that the medical establishment today is any more careful or honorable or honest. And we see that every day on TV when there's this big, expensively produced commercial for the new Wizzo medication. And then right at the end, they've got that fast voice. This can cause you a lot of problems. Don't say we didn't warn you, but run right off to your doctor now and demand a prescription for whatever. And so the people go into the doctor's office and say, I want this. I saw it on TV. And the doctor says, all right, here's a prescription. Go on off. Here's your note. Go to the legal drug pusher down there at the end of the street. And it's reckless. It is irresponsible. And the FDA just looks the other way. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core.
America, welcome back to the show. And I'm getting a lot of email in response to that last phone call from all over the U.S. and even one from up in Canada saying, we have tobacco farms near us. It does grow all over. It's not just around Oak Ridge. And I got another email from a physicist saying that polonium is a decay product of thorium, not of uranium. So a little bit of a clarification on that story here. All righty. Ted Nugent came out with an article regarding this slam against Gibson guitars by the U.S. government. And remember, there were two guitar companies. One was a donor. Gibson was not. Both companies are using this unfinished wood from other countries that was the issue here. And, you know, basically because of this so-called Lacey Act that allows the U.S. government to enforce the wood importation laws of other countries, they went after Gibson Guitar and threatening lawsuit. Gibson had to basically come to a settlement because it was going to be less expensive than a long, prolonged court battle and an injunction against manufacturing guitars, which would have put their whole company out of work there. And Ted Nugent did not pull any punches, and I admire him for that, and I'm in full agreement with him. And it's like I said earlier in connection with another story. When you have a permanent ruling class of lawmakers, they will come up with all sorts of silly laws to justify their lofty positions and high salaries. And that is why the founding fathers of the United States and whoever is planning our next government should have Congress as a part-time honor and duty that is unpaid. And members who are serving in that legislative body should have regular jobs and businesses to support themselves, so they don't feel they're financially encouraged to come up with more laws, no matter how silly they are. That government governs best which governs least. And if you look at the sheer volume of laws that exist in this country, it's an even worse Gordian knot than the mortgage electronic registration system. And we need to basically throw them all out, go back to the Constitution and the first 13 amendments, get rid of the Electoral College, scale down the authority of the Congress, because with direct participatory democracy, say that three times fast, Americans can start making their own choices. The government should be a caretaker of the nation, keep the roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals running, and that's all they have authority to do. And the really big choices, loot the people to save Wall Street, go to war, should be voted on by the entire American people. It can be done. There's no reason it can't be done. All Congress is today is a one-stop shopping center for the money junkies to bribe the government and hijack it away from the American people. That's all it really is. Back down in Brazil, and showing that they are a very wise and prudent people, the Brazilian drug gangs have decided to ban crack because it's destabilizing their communities. I'm beginning to like Brazil. Well, all right, that's it for our show. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay angry. Share what you know with your friends and neighbors. Tell them about this radio show. Tell them about Republic Broadcasting. Call your local radio stations and tell them to carry our content. And aloha, America.
Are you again?